Now, some of you, I don't have many The Midnighters in my collection. Lots of their records go for big bucks. I played the flip side of this, I think, for David Vilma. I think you requested the instrumental, the flip of this called Whittier Boulevard. But I know that Captain Cal in the chat room also likes The Midnighters. I think I played Sad Girl for you a couple weeks ago. But let's flip that Whittier Boulevard over, and we'll send it out to Captain Cal and also to David Vilma. April 1965, The Midnighters. Okay, this is on Ruth Conti's Chattahoochee label. Okay, and this is the flip side. It features Willie Garcia on lead from April 65, The Midnighters. It's called Evil Love. We'll send it out to Captain California and David Vilma. Here you go. It's up tempo, though. Here you go. Listen, we like all the sounds of East L.A. here on the Vinyl Treasure Show, so you're always going to hear sounds in my 50s show and also here on the 60s show. Sounds of East L.A. here on the Vinyl Treasure Show. April 1965 release there, The Midnighters with Evil Love. That's on Chattahoochee. We'll send it out to Captain Cal and also David Vilma. I think I have Land of a Thousand Dances. I think I do have that record by them. Maybe not in the greatest shape, but it's hard to get these Midnighter 45s. They're in such demand. They are, really. Let us continue now. Let's fill a request for a UK listener, Malcolm Baumgart. Okay, this girl group out of Chicago, Karen, maybe you can help me with this. This is the same group that recorded for the USA label, I think, out of Chicago in 1962. This one's on the OK label. It's produced by Carl Davis, arranged by Riley Hampton. Now, supposedly this group included Patricia Jackson, Pamela Jones, Florence Thompson, and Tamia Ann Wilson. Okay. And collectively, they were known as the Belginettes. Charlene, I think you got that spelled wrong. No, it's spelled right. It's spelled different. There's no E at the end of this. The Belginettes. Okay. It's from March of 63. We're going to send it out to a Malcolm Baumgart, who is, he said he couldn't be live in the chat. Now, listen, I really got to hand it to you UK listeners that tune into the program live, okay, being all those across the pond there, all those early hours in the wee hours of the morning. Sometimes they catch me at the end if I go late, you know, because they're waking up early. But anyway, March 63, the Belgianettes on the OK record label. It features Pamela Jones on lead. The song is called The Train. This is for UK listener Malcolm Baumgard. Here you go, Malcolm. Okay, that one there going out to UK listener Malcolm Baumgart. That's the sound of the Belgianettes. Yeah, or Belgianettes. That's how you say it. Yep. March 1963. That's on the OK record label. The Train is the name of the tune. Listen, we heard Night Train. I never thought of it that way, Gary. You're always thinking, which is what I like. Okay, there you go. March 63. All right, let's hope that this doesn't do it for Johnny G, but, well, this is a B-side, so we should be okay, possibly. So, as we fill a request for listener Record Ralph, okay, is, you know, this group from South Bend, Indiana, Junior Walker and the All-Stars. Now, this is their fifth release on Berry Gordy Jr.'s Soul record label. I normally play the flip side of this, okay, which is called I'm a Road Runner, which I might get thrown off for that, but we'll try this side, okay? And the tune co-written by the lead singer, Junior Walker, and also the drummer of the group, James Graves, and Lawrence Horn. This is produced by Berry Gordy Jr. Oh, this did chart. Oh, see, I think it cut it out. So Charlene is saying when I did some kind of insert here, it kind of messed up the lines is what it did. So I can't read you where it charted number four. I don't know what that is. Number 33 on the R&B chart, 27 on WAYA out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So this is going out to Record Ralph in Syracuse, March 66. Okay. You better take your best shot, Junior Walker and the All-Stars. It's called Shoot Your Shot. Here you go, Ralph, for you. Shoot Your Shot. Yeah, John, I'm printing out something, folks, so you gotta excuse the sounds there. But all right. I hate these. I need a laser jet is what I need. there you go. That one there going out to Record Ralph in Syracuse, March 1966 release there. Mr. Junior Walker and the All-Stars on the Soul record label. Shoot Your Shot is the name of the tune. And let us continue here. And we are in Vinyl Treasure overtime here. So we'll see from this point on when they end the show. But anyway, let us continue here. Let's fill a request for Adrian Viterbo in our YouTube chat as we head to Chicago for this next group. And, of course, you know them, the great sound of the Impressions here. They signed with ABC Paramount in 1961. Of course, they had a big hit in 61 with that song called Gypsy Woman, one of my favorites. My Aunt Mary bought that 45 in 1961. But they would have 31 releases on the ABC Paramount and ABC labels between 1961 and 1968. And they were a trio in 1964. It was Curtis Mayfield, Fred Cash, and Sam Gooden. This was their 17th release that Adrian requested. This charted number 64 on Billboard, 47 on Cashbox, 28 on the R&B chart, and number 6 on KATZ in St. Louis, Missouri. We go to July of 1965. The great sound of the Impressions. It's called I Need You. Here you go. Adrian, for you, the Impressions.
I don't want to be happy with somebody else when I know in my mind I'll be wasting her time. And if you don't love me, why be concerned about the life I lead? Why to me introduce someone else when you know someone else I don't need? I need
I'm telling you, Johnny is walking a tightrope here. I'm just, I'm getting the feeling is what I'm telling you. That one there from July 1965. What a great tune there. Curtis Mayfield and the Impressions on the ABC label, not Paramount, ABC label. Song entitled I Need You. That one there going out to listener Adrian Viterbo in our YouTube chat. And if you need Johnny G, you need to subscribe to the Johnny G's Vinyl Treasure Show here on YouTube. Tell your friends about this program. Nobody does it like, you know, that's Paul Greco likes to say that about Johnny G, that nobody does it like me. And they can't really, you know, with all the Johnny G-isms and things that I do, that I put into this program here. I want to thank everybody for tuning into the show as we continue here. Let's fill a request now for listener Oldies Fan, a.k.a. Joseph Smith, in our YouTube chat room. Now, I played the flip side of this. I think it was for Ron Harry on the February 11th, 2026 show, a song called It's Starting to Grow. But Joseph requested the flip side of the 45. This gal, excuse me, the daughter of Rufus Thomas, her name is Carla Thomas. And, of course, she signed with, she ended up on Stax Records in May of 1964, had 27 releases through 1973. This is her 10th release, a tune written by the writing team that did most of the writing there at the beginning and for quite a while for Stax Records, David Porter and Isaac Hayes. This side charted number 74 on Billboard, 29 on the R&B chart, and number 2, I can't read it, darn it. Because when I moved it messed up the file. I don't know what the station is. Anyway, Charlene, you'll have to type it in the chat room there. December 1966, Miss Carla Thomas on the Stax label going out to Oldies Fan Joseph Smith. It's called Something Good is going to happen to you. If you listen to the Vinyl Treasure Show, here you go, Joseph, for you, Miss Carla Thomas. Okay, there you go. That one there going out to Oldies Fan, a.k.a. Joseph Smith, in our YouTube chat room. Miss Carla Thomas, December 1966 release on the Stax label. Something good is going to happen to you if you continue to listen to the Vinyl Treasure Show with Johnny G. Let's fill a request now. Now I'm going ad hoc here. Try to get in some... Okay, here we go. Let's fill a request now for listener Avatar, a.k.a. Charles Ellis, in our YouTube chat room. I lost my place. Yes, as we go to Philadelphia now, many of you know this group out of Philadelphia. It's their debut single. Debut single came out on Nate McCalla's Moonshot label. The interesting thing is that this single was released twice. First came out in September of 1966, then again in March of 1968. Okay, I guess that's because they had a big hit out, and I guess, listen, these label owners try so many things, sometimes very forceful too, by the way. Got to be careful when you're dealing with organized crime. But the song written by Tom Bell, Stan Watson, and the lead singer on this, his name is William Hurt. Okay, this is the March 68 press. I have the first press, but it's trashed. Yeah, I had it downstairs. I said, let me see if I can clean this thing. But ain't going to happen. But anyway, he put this out at the same time. Well, what happened was they were having a hit with the song called La La Means I Love You. So he said, well, you know what? I want to put this record out too at the same time. So that's what they did. But anyway, from March 68, this is going out to listener Avatar. Here are the Delphonics, William Hurt. Did I say Hurt? It's Hurt. William Hurt and the Delphonics on Moonshot Records. It's called He Don't Really Love You. Here you go, Avatar, for you, the Delphonics. Sounds of Philadelphia here on the Vinyl Treasure Show. That one there going out to listener Avatar. Where is my? Hold on a second. I'm looking like for my first pages here because I need that Ronettes thing And okay, there. Hold on a second, folks. Okay, here it is. I got James and Bobby Purify next. So there we go. That one there going out to a listener, Avatar. That is the wait. This is. I didn't mark my pages. He don't really love you. The sound of the Delphonics. So I don't know what happened to the page. I just had it here. You have to excuse me, folks. I was so smooth on this show until I got to the ad hoc portion. Because I highlighted who I want to play. Really wanted to play Little Eva for you. But anyway. Oh. All right, there you go. Delphonics, 1968 release there for on the Moonshot record label, going out to listener Charles Ellis in our YouTube chat room. Let us continue here, and let's go to wait a second. Yeah, we got a duo next, okay? This is for listener Tom Maver, okay? And they were related. They were cousins, okay? James and Bobby Purify. Okay, one was from Pensacola, Florida. The other from Tallahassee, Florida. Okay, of course, they had a big, big hit with a song called I'm Your Puppet. A great record. That's just a great record that they do. That was their first of 10 for the Bell record label. This is their fourth release that Tom Maver requested. And this was first done back in 1965 by Sam and Dave. They recorded this first for the Stax record label. This tune, again, this is a David Porter, Isaac Hayes tune. Also, Teeny Hodges was another writer. This one produced by Papa Don. Okay, this charted number 41 on the Billboard charts, number 23 on the R&B chart, and this was a big number 11 record on WGLI in Babylon, New York, from July 67, going out to listener Tom Maver, James and Bobby Purify. It's called I Take What I Want. Here you go, Tom, for you, James and Bobby Purify on Bell. Okay, there you go. James and Bobby Purified doing the Sam and Dave tune there. A song entitled I Take What I Want. What'd I do with my... discombobulated here at the end of the program here, which is not good. I don't know what I did there. Anyway, let us continue here on the Vinyl Treasure Show. I got all these papers and whatnot around. But anyway, so let us continue here. Let's fill another request here, this time for listener Tommy Albergo. Of course, we just heard from the Impressions not too long ago for Adrian Viterbo. Well, here is an Impressions tune, by the way, by this group from Carthage, Mississippi. Okay, but they would all relocate to Los Angeles, California. They were George Joseph Lester and William... William Chambers, and then Brian Keenan. They were known as the Chambers Brothers. First recording on the SBW label out of Los Angeles, California. That was back in 1962. Then they recorded for Vault Records in 65, 66. Then they would sign with Columbia, and this is their fifth release. This is actually a B-side. The flip side of this was a big hit for them, a number 11 tune called Time Has Come Today. But Tommy Albergo requested the flip side of the 45. Okay, and this was first done, by, as I mentioned, by The Impressions, a tune written by Curtis Mayfield. This one produced by Lester Rubinson. And it features Lester Chambers on lead. This one did chart also, charted number 38. On a, I can't see it. It's covered up. I apologize for that. It messed up. I got to go. If I had my Excel file up, I would be able to delete that. But anyway, from December 67 for Tommy Albergo, let's give a listen to the Chambers Brothers rendition of the tune People Get Ready. Here you go, Tommy, for you, the Chambers Brothers.
Ooh.
Yeah, B-sides here on the Vinyl Treasure Show. That one there going out to Tommy Albergo in our YouTube chat room. That's Sound of the Chambers Brothers. That's the flip side of Time Has Come Today. The song entitled People Get Ready. That's the Impressions tune, December 67 release on the Columbia record label. Let's fill a request now for listener Amnon. What is it? I'm not playing anything, and it goes, I don't know what's going on. The AI needs their head examined. I don't know what they're doing there. They're off, and then they're on, and then they're off, and then they're on. They don't know what they're doing. Get it fixed, YouTube, really. But let's fill a request now for listener Amnon. As we flip over this 45 from last week, I played this group from Newark, New Jersey. They were known as the Ambers. I featured their release on the Smash record label from August of 1967 called Potion of Love. Now, Amnon also requested the flip side of the 45, and this tune written by the lead singer of the group, his name is Billy Chin. Billy Chin on lead, August 67. Here are the Ambers with Another Love. It's on Smash. Here you go, Amnon, for you. Scratches and all, B-sides here on the Vinyl Treasure Show. You see what they did? They let that record play, and then they took it off. That's the copyright police for you, because that's going to do it for the show. But anyway, there you go. That one there going out to listener Amnon there. Those are the Ambers. That's the flip side of Potion of Love, a song entitled Another Love. I found that in the wild. Boy, that had some heavy wear on it. Plays okay for a styrene, I have to say. Smash Records, August 1967. Well, that's going to do it, folks, for Johnny G and the Vinyl Treasure Show. I want to thank you for joining Johnny G. Spinning, and listen, I had a good run. 12:33. That's okay. That's my limit. I've reached my limit. But I want to thank everybody for tuning into the program. Again, if this is your first time that you're finding out about the program, you should subscribe to my YouTube page, and then you go to the drop down there, and you click that bell, and you want to click get all notifications. So when I go live, you'll get an email, a notification. You should, when you click that I go live. That's what you should do. You got to be signed into YouTube. You got to make up a name. I don't care. Make up something and come into the chat room. It's always great to hear from the listeners. And again, if you would like to make a request on a future Vinyl Treasure show, I mean, try me out. Maybe I have the record, okay? Didn't get a chance to play this Fifth Dimension. I was afraid to play Stone Soul Picnic, but we'll play it on the next show. And some of others that I missed you tonight, so you're going to have to, you'll get your, and Charlene's keeping track of who I missed, but I was, luckily, I was able to get most of the people in that I missed last week. But I want to thank everybody. Thank you, Charlene, for your help. And again, I'll be here tomorrow afternoon at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. My in-studio guest will be Bill Obe, will be here. I'll sit back and just show you the 45s, and Bill will do all the talking. But I want to thank everybody for tuning into this show, making it a big thing. It's gotten so big. It used to be so small. Now it's so big. Where did I hear that before? But anyway, thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We're going to close the show tonight with another Ronettes tune. I figured I'd do that. And this is a cool picture sleeve. I posted this one up on my Facebook wall. I wasn't really big in the picture sleeves, though, but this one is actually a pretty cool one. All those three young ladies then, at this time, are no longer with us. It's a shame. But anyway, we still remember them here, and we remember all the artists that I do feature on my shows. They're just, as time goes on, we know, listen, at least their music will live forever. It should live forever. But anyway, so I want to thank everybody. Our closer tonight is another Ronettes tune. This is their 7th of 8 for the Phyllis record label. Again, written by Phil Spector, Jerry Goffin, and Carole King. Spector produced it. Jack Nitzsche again arranged it. And it says on the label here, featuring Veronica. Well, that was really her name, Veronica Bennett. And our closer here from May of 1965, the Ronettes on Phyllis with Is This What I Get for Loving You? It's a question. So I want to thank everybody again for tuning into the program. And again, I hope to see you on the next show. That would be tomorrow. If not, tune in on Saturday. Get me your requests. Okay, if your request is before 1958, it'll be played on Saturday. If you like 58 and later into the early 1960s, then you'll hear it on Sunday. But that's how I do the show. I play those records by ear. I want to thank everybody again for tuning in, and I hope to see you next time right here on the Vinyl Treasure Show. Just want to say, everybody, so long. Here you go, the great Ronettes.